Also here in studio, the Ireland editor at the Irish Independent Group, Fionnán Sheehan. Fionnán, thanks a million for coming in. New faces too in government ministries, which will be announced later on this evening. Do all 15 know at this point what job they're getting?
No, they're kind of reliant upon pub gossip, and that depends upon the quality of the pub. So the word from Daithí and Nesbitt's last night, which is around the corner from government buildings, was Jim O'Callaghan and Jennifer Carroll McNeill are the two big names today. Jim into cabinet, and we expect into justice, but that's not 100%. And Jennifer Carroll McNeill going into the Department of Health, so they'll have to stack up on the bottles of champagne again in Finnegan's of Dockey after being cleared out after Coola's win the other night. So beyond that, you're looking at the Fine Gael side. They're more leaky, to be honest, and most of the people in Fine Gael last night said there's a list and it's defined, and it's basically Jennifer Carroll McNeill and Martin Hayden up. Hildegard Nocton,
him into agriculture.
Hildegard Nocton losing out. Helen McEntee moving that. Education, probably the biggest of the other interior mini reshuffle. Patrick O'Donovan into communications and Minister for the Arts. So that will also be rural broadband will be his remit. Peter Burke staying put. Pascal Gundonoghue going back into finance. So fairly settled there. On the Fianna Fáil.
Simon Harris, of course.
And Simon Harris becomes
Department of Foreign Affairs.
Yeah, and bringing trade policy in there is a fairly big move. As well, so his partner will be beefed up. Bit of change in the portfolios. Peter Burke also takes on tourism. So that seems to be fairly settled. We would be surprised if there's any changes there. Over on the Fianna Fáil side, Micheál Martin plays his cards a bit closer to his chest. Tends to have a few surprises. So Jack Chambers into public expenditure, straight switch within the same building. Darragh O'Brien is a big one because he either stays in housing or he moves either into transport infrastructure or justice. Mm-hmm. And at the moment we're unclear. We're not 100% what exactly is happening in there. We're expecting that Mary Butler gets promoted. We're expecting that Norma Foley moves within cabinet as well. So Jim O'Callaghan being the big mover. And then beyond that, you're kind of looking at a couple of factors. Who's getting promoted from the junior ministerial ranks? Micheál Martin has more roles to play with because he has the... He has eight cabinet ministers now, and he also has the chief whip. So are you looking at Dara Cailleary, James Brown? There's kind of a battle there. Dara Cailleary versus Charlie McConnellogue as well on a geographic
basis.
Would
that be for transport portfolio or which one?
It could either be transport or into our higher education is there as well. So you can expect a bit of a surprise of some sort on Micheál Martin's part. He also has to watch the geography. Connacht and Ulster are the provinces who are fairly underrepresented. If you look at the makeup now of what we're expecting, about half the cabinet is going to be from Dublin and the Pale. You'll have a fair shot of four ministers from Munster. A couple from Leinster, so you got to watch it. Are you going to have the five counties of Connacht without any cabinet minister? If Charlie McConnellogue was demoted, would you end up with no minister in Ulster? So they got that geography issue wrong last time 5 years ago when both Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar didn't compare notes about who was being appointed, mm-hmm. and the West was awake that night because there was no cabinet minister.
Norma Foley is expected to go to social protection.
Well, that's the word that she becomes the new Heather Humphreys. She'll have to, you know, she'll have to step up to the mark there. That's a lucrative job as well because you also get rural affairs. Mm-hmm. Gaeltacht Affairs is going there as well. Big slush fund of cash there. If you're in Norma Foley's position and you're trying to head off the constant announcements of the Healy Rail Brothers for the next 5 years, that'd be a good one to be in.
And so, defence, again, we're unclear there. That was with Foreign Affairs. Is that going to...
At the moment, so there was a curious comment by Simon Harris at his behind closed doors meeting the other night in Stillorgan, where he said, we'll be taking defence very seriously and you'll know what I mean when you see who we're appointing. Oh. So everybody was wondering, what does that mean? Because Micheál Martin is currently in charge of defence, so he's saying it's not been taken seriously. But that seems to be staying with Foreign Affairs, but are they going to do something on the junior minister side there to address what is largely speaking seen to be a lack of attention being paid to defence over the last number of years?
What Mary was talking to Piers Doherty about there for that interview, the speaking rights. I mean, how is this going to end up?
Yeah, I mean, this is fundamental to the manner in which the government is held to account over the next number of years. You're getting into technicalities about who is opposition, who is government, what is the definition of an independent TD. This is a big test for the new Ceann Comhairle, who has in effect been put in as part of this government deal. So the fact that the Ceann Comhairle, Fiona Murphy, is saying that this is only a temporary arrangement suggested to some uncertainty on her part about how exactly this is going to play out. This is not really comparable to previous situations. You can say there are some parallels, but there's no direct
supply.
Yeah, confidence and supply. You could argue previous arrangements with independent TDs, but none as defined as this. So you would, to go back to the Healy Ray brothers, you would have one Healy Ray who. Both of them appeared on the same platform. There was a leaflet went out to the people of Kerry saying, vote Michael here, vote Danny here. They were the same package in that regard. And then we'll basically be told, well, he's in government as a minister, he's in opposition as a backbencher and therefore can challenge ministers. So it's not making a lot of sense in that regard. The numbers are difficult as well. Let's be honest as well, the notion of technical groups is still a relatively new concept. So it is open to legal interpretation as well in terms of the evolution of standing orders. Well, based on your conversation there now with the Social Democrats men an hour ago, Owen Hayes might be well advised to go looking for a home as well, because if there's a decision being taken in a week's time on the future of him, that ain't looking too good. So he might well be on the independent benches as well.
Thank you very much, Fionnán, for coming in to talk to us. Fionnán Sheehan there, Ireland editor at the Irish Independent.